Unit 2. Round the World. 2A. Guess the country. Exercise 2. 1.
This country is an island, and it has a very small population, and most of the population live in the capital city.
Is it a very dry country?
No.
Is it in the Caribbean?
No, it isn't.
Is it in the Pacific?
No.
Is it in Europe?
Mm-hmm.
Is it divided into two halves?
No.
Is it very popular for tourists?
Not really, no.
Is it in the Mediterranean?
No.
Is it in the Atlantic?
Yes, I think so.
It's not Iceland, is it?
2.
This country is quite a large country. It has changed its capital since the Second World War. And it's famous for its jungles.
Is it an African country?
No, it isn't.
Is it a South American country?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, did you say it was large or small?
Pretty large.
Large.
Does it have a newly built capital?
Yes, it does.
Brazil?
Brazil, that's correct.
3.
This is a small country. It's mountainous and it has a small population.
Is it in Europe?
No. Is it in Asia? No.
South America?
No. Africa? No. North America? No.
Is it a hot country?
Slightly hotter than Britain.
Does it have a dry climate or...?
No, it has a very wet climate.
Very wet climate.
A small population, you say?
Yes.
Is it an island country?
Yes.
Divided into two islands?
Yes.
Is it New Zealand?
Yes.
2B. Egypt. Exercise 3.
Where are the best places in Egypt?
Well, Cairo's very interesting, but it's very busy, and it would be very hot in the summer. The best time to go is really in winter, and then it's wonderful to travel up the Nile. I really enjoy going by train. You just look at the view all the way along. And when you get up to Gena, there's a very beautiful temple called Dendera.
Where's Gena?
Gena is just before you get to Luxor. And then, of course, Luxor, there's the Valley of the Kings. And the temple in Luxor. So there's a lot to see. And then from Gena, you can take the bus over to the Red Sea and travel back along the coast.
What's it like, this coast?
It's not really quite so nice. It's it wouldn't be a very good place to go for a seaside holiday. The best place to go for good beaches and for the sea is on the other side of Sinai, on the Gulf of Aqaba. And Suez itself is not a very nice town at all. It's very industrial, it's got a lot of factories. But Port Said, you can go from Suez to Port Said, which is back on the Mediterranean coast. And Port Said's a fascinating place, it's very interesting. And you can watch all the boats going into the canal. And then from there you can easily take a bus back to Cairo.
Exercise 4. 1.
It's very interesting. And you can watch all the boats going into the canal.
2.
And you just look at the view all the way along.
3.
It wouldn't be a very good place to go for a seaside holiday.
4.
It's very industrial. It's got a lot of factories.
5.
It's very busy. And it would be very hot in the summer.
6.
There's a very beautiful temple called Dendera.